Hello, everybody. This is Lynn Saunders, your host of Cherokee Conversations, and you are on 102.9 FM or mygraceradio.com. I am excited to share with you my friend Glenn Nelms for this week's content. It is back to school season. Len Nelms is actually, what is your title, Len?
Great question.
Hello.
They gave me a title of Program Director for the Cherokee County LifeWise Academy.
Very good. Yes. Now, you and I had an interview last year about this time as you were getting ready to really start LifeWise programs in the county. So here we are a year later. LifeWise Academy, listeners, is a way, a legal way that children who are enrolled in the Cherokee County public school system, and actually this is nationwide, not just our county, and to have Christian education during their school day, even though they're enrolled in the public school system. So I know that you're probably thinking, I need a pencil, a paper, or something. Go ahead and get that right now, because you are going to really want to take notes to what Len has to say about the program. It is riveting. And he's had one whole year in Cherokee County where the program was actually live. And I can't wait to dive in and find out how that year went. So, Len, thank you. I hope I didn't steal all your thunder by trying to pre-explain to folks what LifeWise Academy is all about. But go ahead and tell us and the listeners a little bit about your background and how you got involved with LifeWise.
Yeah, sure. I found out about LifeWise when I went to a read an article on the CBNNews.com, Christian Broadcasting Network.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of LifeWise. This was probably 3.5 years ago now that this happened. And I read about it and I said, this can't be true. This can't be accurate. It's a Bible-based character education class for public school students during school hours. And it's legal because of a 1952 Supreme Court decision that said release time religious education, that's what it's called, is perfectly legal as long as it's privately funded, it's held off campus, and the parents give their permission for their child to attend. And so we actually take the children, we bus them off campus from the public school to typically a local church. That's what we're using right now. And then bring them back when the class is over, all on schedule. And usually they miss a specials during the school day or what have you. So it's been exciting. I'd never heard of it before. I said, Lord, there's something to this.
Yeah.
If you're using this to reach these public school students, I want to be involved. I did not want to be the program director. But God had other plans for me, but we did. There are 10 steps that LifeWise Academy says if you'll do these 10 things, there's likelihood you'll have the Bible-based class in your community. We did those 10 things. The superintendent of schools approved it, Mary Elizabeth Davis. And so we launched our initial program in January at Little River Elementary School, and it was a crazy wild success. It was just incredible to be able to offer that to those kids. So
Crazy wild. That is a fun way to describe it. Okay, so what are the logistics? You go, you have a bus.
that's right. We have a big red bus. I've seen it called the Big Red Clifford Bus. You know, if you're familiar
Clifford.
with Clifford the Big Red Dog, it's a big full-size school bus painted with LifeWise logos, and we use that school bus. Right now, we're using it once a week to pick the kids up at school, take them to the church where we do the class, and bring them back all on schedule. That's a lot of fun. We use that bus time for education, for the classes, sing songs, do memory verses, all that kind of stuff. Right now, we're open to grades 1 through 3 in Little River. And so these children enjoy that kind of thing. And it's great fun. We take them to the church. We have wonderful teachers, a different teacher for each grade level, and wonderful volunteers. Kids just really enjoy the class. We play a game that reinforces what we're about to teach them. And then we give them their lesson, and it's all smiles all the time.
Oh my gosh, I love that. So the church that you're using now is First Baptist Woodstock.
It is First Baptist Woodstock because it's the nearest church in proximity to Little River Elementary. And as we expand and go to other schools, we will be utilizing other churches or other facilities that are close proximity to those elementary schools and ultimately, hopefully, middle schools and high schools as well. So.
All righty. So if you're a church pastor out there or you're a principal, you might want to consider this and find out more about the program by meeting Len in person to see if it meets your needs versus the academy's needs and the students' needs. But it's a great out-of-the-box opportunity to really serve our next generation. This population is coming up into a world that is just fraught with confusion and craziness. Boy, to get them going with a regular Bible-based program weekly is outstanding.
Well, it's the most unique opportunity that I know of. It is because we don't have access. The church, the typical church, does not have access to the typical public school student. They don't come to church. They don't come to Sunday school. They don't come to Wednesday night activities. They're not coming to summer camp. They're not doing Awanas or whatever it might be. They're involved in other things. There's a lot of competition for the time with these elementary school students. And so the fact that we can do it during the school day, once a week, and take them off campus, we have them for 45 minutes from door to door, and we can pour into these kids' lives and give them the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's an amazing opportunity. And we would love, if someone's hearing this that wants to be involved in some way, volunteering, supporting, enrolling their child, man, I would love to hear from you.
Okay. All righty. You talked about having teachers. Now, are they paid staff or are those volunteers also?
Typically, the teachers are paid staff.
Okay.
Obviously, it's a part-time
Of course.
position. A few hours a week. Yes, they're typically paid staff, and pretty much everyone else is a volunteer. The bus driver is paid staff. We have two bus drivers now. We've been operating with one, my wife, who is a retired Cherokee County school bus driver, but now we have two, so I'm grateful for that.
All righty. And then what day are you doing this with Little River?
Oh, that's a great question because we actually, this past spring, we did it on Thursdays. And this year, the school has asked us to do it on Fridays instead. And so we've been able to accommodate that. Friday's a good day because the kids are relaxed and they're looking forward to the weekend anyway, sometimes. And we expect that to be just a tremendous success changing the day like that. So
And so from a volunteer's perspective, what time frame of a commitment would that be each week?
that's a great question. We meet on Fridays. The first class starts about 9:30, and so we have to set the classroom up at the church. And so we typically get there about 8:30, 8:45, set up the classroom, go get the kids, and then the most of the classes are pretty much back to back to back. There's a small gap in between the classes. But we're done. The last class ends at 12:30. So by the time we get back to the school and everything's broken down, I mean, most everybody's out of there by 12:45. 8:45 to 12:45, probably, if they're committed to the whole thing. Now, they don't have to be. If someone says, I can only volunteer for one class, for the third grade class, which meets last, that's great. We will put you to use, to good use. And so it doesn't have to be every Friday. And we have enough that if you can't be there on a certain Friday, we have it covered. And God's just really provided the people to be able to manage the kids during that period. And we've got plenty of people. But not that we don't need more, because we expand. What I'm telling everybody, we're expanding. And while we're at Little River right now, we'd like to be at two more schools by January.
That's awesome. Do you have any open doors that you can talk about or not yet?
Yeah, well, I can share with you that we have a couple of churches that have said, I'm going to share the church names, that have said we would like to host a school. One of the churches that has been incredibly supportive of us is the Way Church in downtown Woodstock.
Yes.
It's former Woodstock Methodist
I know
Church.
them very well. Yes.
And they are fantastic. Pastor Andy Rogers
Yes.
has been extremely supportive of us to the nth degree. I'll just say it like that. And they would love to host a school that is nearby.
Absolutely.
And then the other church that also wants to host is Momentum Church, which is on Arnold Mill Road. The pastor there is so excited about hosting the church that literally, I mean, the school that is literally across the street from them. And
Yeah.
so we are really anxious to get a couple of more programs going. We have teachers. We will need some more volunteers, and just really excited about the possibility of doing that for January.
And the good news is that our superintendent, Mary Elizabeth Davis, is very open to this.
Oh, she's approved it. Yeah, she approved it a good while ago. The idea behind the January through end of school year at Little River Elementary was this is a pilot program. This is a let's see how it goes.
Okay.
It went well. We got great feedback from Dr. Adams, the principal at Little River, about how smoothly it went.
Good.
And so now we're starting up again this fall, and we'll be there for the whole year this time around with Little River Elementary.
So
So,
what is opening day for you here?
well, believe it or not, it's a little bit later than you might expect because they've asked us to wait until after fall break. So our first class is October 2nd,
Okay.
and then we'll have 20 classes over the course of the school year. So, you know, there are sometimes they have testing and sometimes they have other things going on, but 20 classes is just a tremendous opportunity. By the time a child has been there 15 or 20 times, you poured the gospel into them, which is a great opportunity.
And it'll make their Christmas way more memorable, and they'll be able to connect the dots, certainly of Christmas and the significance of it, rather than just the commercial end of it.
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting that you bring that up because I want to share this with you. This past spring, we did not know that we would be stopping, and we stopped, and this will happen again. We'll stop right before spring break, and that'll be our last class for the year.
Okay.
Well, it just so happened that Easter came up right at the very first of spring break, if you recall,
Yeah.
and the last two lessons we gave the walking into coming into Jerusalem and the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. And those were our final two lessons. And so that's what those children heard before Easter Sunday. What a blessing. Only God could have done that.
My mouth is hanging open. I mean, literally, that is outstanding. And I mean, you had talked earlier about, the kids maybe aren't in Gowanus and doing all these other things because there is such a competition for time.
Yes.
And most parents of these school kids are working, and either they're single or they're double incomes, and
Yes.
they are doing the best that they can, but there is just no time. So this really just fits that beautiful, perfect niche to be
Right.
able to make sure that their kids get this great character building from a biblical worldview in the school as part of their curriculum. I just think that it's a great solution to a problem that most families face. Now, two, have you had experiences or stories where the kids go home and share the gospel with their families, and then their families kind of get ignited?
Well, let me share with you a couple of stories. We had a little first grade girl. The very first lesson we do is all about the Bible, what the Bible is, that it's a love letter from God to them. And we shared that with a little first grade girl. And one of our volunteers shared with her, said that to her, and her response was to look up at that volunteer with wide eyes, big brown eyes, and say, "He does?" The realization, just seeing it, her realizing that for the first time, was worth the whole semester, the whole year. So it was just incredible. My other favorite story is kind of a more of a challenging story, but this is the impact of LifeWise Academy. We had a young man, a second grade boy, who had been attending, and we got to a particular lesson about Adam and Eve. And as you know, that lesson tells us how sin came into the world, and ultimately that all of us are sinners. And he went home and told his mom, because he was very excited about understanding all this. His mom communicated to me that she wanted him to be withdrawn from the class. And so, I emailed with her. I didn't talk to her on the phone. We emailed, and I told her I will, that we would love for him to come back anytime. The next day, she emailed me and said, "He really wants to come back to LifeWise Academy, so I'm going to let him." So he had to miss 1 week because of logistical things with the school. And so he finished out the rest of the semester and heard the gospel and heard the Easter story. And just amazing. That is a story that only happens because you have access to a public school student who's not going to church. Amazing, amazing story.
I will bet you that there is a calling of God on that young man.
I hope so. Pray that so.
Well, just think about the circumstances where he goes into a family situation, a trusted mom who probably went ballistic. Think about it, in real life. And this young man probably thought, what did I say wrong? What is wrong with what I just, presented to her? And then God touched him to stand up for himself, to say, I really want to go. He was compelled to go because he felt the Lord's presence, but also the volunteers, the teachers, you, the people who, because it takes a lot of hands for
Yes.
this program to happen as successfully as it's happened.
Yes.
But just think of all these children who are that next generation potential pastors and worship leaders and missionaries. You have no
Yes.
idea. I want to go back to something last year before we're out of time. We've still got several minutes. I was reviewing my notes from last year, and I also went back and listened to our interview from last time. And you said this organization started in 2018. I want our listeners to know a little bit about this history because we think about it as a Cherokee local something that's getting, it's fledgling, it's getting off on its feet.
Right.
But the foundation and the power behind it started in 2018,
That's right.
correct? And the goal was 25 schools by the year 2025.
That's right.
Yes. And at that point in time, in 2025, 1,100 schools were already involved in this in 34 states.
Yes.
Yes, that's
That's right.
astounding. I mean,
That's
that's.
It's incredible. It's incredible. They announced at last State of the Ministry meeting, they announced that over the course of time, LifeWise has served 100,000 students at this point, public school students. It's now in 38 states. Still more than 1,000 schools. And there are other commitments. We've got commitments for being in as many as 1,500 schools. So hopefully that will take place here over the next few months. And so it's growing rapidly, it's expanding. I think it's the power of God using a very unique method to reach these kids, because otherwise nobody else can get to them. No one else can reach them because can't bring Jesus into the public schools. Okay. We can bring the kids, public school kids, to Jesus.
I just love that. I just love that. So last year, the pilot program, how many kids did you have last year?
We started with 26. We ended with 39. And
So they were telling their friends,
they
and their
were
friends.
telling their friends. We had an explosion in second grade. We had three third graders, 10 first graders, and 24 second graders. So now we're hoping that grows. And right now we have 46 kids enrolled to start on October 2nd. So hopefully that will even increase. Maybe we'll be at 60 by October. So,
What a great problem to have. My goodness.
yes.
So how do people register and enroll their kids?
So it's done at our website. You can go and enroll your kids, and we have a new feature. You can actually go and pre-enroll your children, your students. So if you go to our website, which is lifewise.org/CherokeeCountyGA, then you'll see a block to click, enroll your student. And if your student is in Little River Elementary in grades 1 through 3, they will be enrolled and can attend classes beginning October 2nd and anytime thereafter. If they're not at Little River, you can pre-enroll your student if they attend another Cherokee County school. And that tells us a great location to potentially expand. We want to expand. We want to expand as rapidly as God will allow us to. And the best way to know where to go is if we get 10 or 15 or 20 people that say, please bring it to my school. Communicate to us by pre-enrolling your student.
Brilliant. That is brilliant. Now we are really down to our last couple of minutes, and I really want to encourage people, if you have any more interest or your own questions, to reach out and talk to Len or people on his team. So you're going to be at two events coming up in the next couple of months. Now, the first one is CCMA, which is Cherokee Christian Ministerial Association. It's a organization of like-minded Christian pastors and Christian ministerial nonprofit leaders. That's going to be August the 26th of this month. And so pastors, if you want to meet Len, he is going to be there at that meeting. We're going to have a nonprofit kind of extravaganza is what we're calling it, where other nonprofits are invited to come, put up their little tables. So there will be multiple resources, primarily Christian resources for our churches and pastors to use as their resources.
Yes, we're looking forward to that.
That's a great meeting. And that'll start at 11:15 on August the 26th. It'll include lunch and it'll be over at 1 o'clock. And in that period of time, there'll be table time from 11:15 to 11:30, lunch from 11:30 to I think 11:50, if my memory serves me right. And then each one of those nonprofits will have 5 minutes to give a presentation. But if you are a pastor thinking that this might be a good fit, please do come at 11:15 and seek Len out at his table so you can get his card, get his information, set up a time to meet privately, but get more of your questions answered. Because this is the key to our next generation, is getting the kids that aren't in church but yet need the Lord. The
Yes.
second one, and I know I'm sorry, I'd made that whole announcement. So tell us then about the other one,
Yes.
Riverfest.
We'll be at Riverfest September 26th and 27th, and we'll have a tent set up. We're one of the sponsors, primary sponsors. We will be able to be right at the front of Riverfest. If you've ever been to Riverfest, you know funnel through the entrance there on the road, and we will be one of those tents right there along the paved road. And so we'll have an opportunity to greet you, say hello, give your child a balloon if you have a young child. But come talk to us. Come find out about LifeWise. It will be more than just me. There'll be nicer, better looking people than I am, and get your questions answered. Say hello to us. If you want to find out about volunteering, please, we'd love to talk to you. If you're thinking about enrolling your child, we'd love to talk to you. Please come visit us.
Fantastic. And so the website for them to go to again is what?
It is lifewise.org/CherokeeCountyGA
All
for Georgia.
right, fantastic. And is there an email or anything that you would like to put out there for people?
Yes, and please email me. My email address is Lynn, Len, Nelms, Nelms, at lifewise.org.
Fantastic. Len, thank you for all that you do. God bless you. And I just pray a blessing over this next year that it's going to just multiply exponentially and that you will have every resource, every dollar, every volunteer, everything that you need exponentially will be at your feet and at your hands. Thank
Wonderful.
you.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much, Lynn.
All
I
right.
appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. God bless you.
God bless you.